This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has stressed on developing a mindset of self-reliance to deal with global turbulence as the world is living in a volatile and uncertain era. Dr. Jaishankar emphasized that Atmanirbharta is also the basis to strengthen India's self-confidence, increase resilience and to lay the foundation for Viksit Bharat. The minister was speaking at the Tourism Faith Conclave in Delhi yesterday. Dr. Jaishankar said the practice of e-visas has made visiting India more pleasant. He noted that those nations with a robust domestic demand have fared better and will continue to do so.
Those coming to study in India, I want to emphasize, have also increased. And heal in India is today a mantra that is increasingly catching on in the world, indeed in our own country. And we see that reflected in the growing number of medical tourists to India. And of course, because finally I have to pluck from my ministry as well, the practice of e-visas has made visiting India so much more pleasant an experience.
Russia has confirmed that External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar will meet Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov in Moscow on 21st of this month. The two leaders will discuss key issues on bilateral agenda and key aspects of cooperation within international frameworks. The meeting follows National Security Advisor Ajit Doval's recent visit to Moscow, where he met Russian President Vladimir Putin, Russia's first Deputy Prime Minister Denis Manturov, and Russia's Secretary of the Security Council Sergei Shoigu. Union Minister of Textile Giriraj Singh has held a meeting with industry leaders to tackle global trade headwinds in New Delhi. In the meeting, Mr. Singh reviewed the evolving global trade situation. He said despite global challenges, the Indian textile industry will achieve a target of $100 billion in exports by 2030. The meeting also included the announcement of reciprocal tariffs by the United States and to chart a confident, future-oriented strategy for the sector. Mr. Singh said that four committees will be formed to suggest structural reform, identify the strategies for new markets and focus on new markets. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has lauded the remarkable achievement of India's solar PV module manufacturing capacity and efforts towards popularizing clean energy. Quoting a post of New and Renewable Energy Minister Prahlad Joshi, Mr. Modi said, "This is yet another milestone towards self-reliance." The Prime Minister said, "It depicts the success of India's manufacturing capabilities and our efforts towards popularizing clean energy." Indian Cellular and Electronics Association has launched Semiconductor Leadership Forum, a landmark initiative aimed at steering India's long-term semiconductor strategy across manufacturing, capital goods, talent and innovation. The forum embodies the spirit of economic independence and technological self-reliance essential for securing India's future in a competitive, geopolitically sensitive world. The nation is gearing up to celebrate the country's 79th Independence Day with full enthusiasm and patriotic fervor. President Draupadi Murmu will address the nation today on the eve of the Independence Day. The address will be broadcast from 7 p.m. on the entire national network of Akashvani and telecast over all channels of Doordarshan in Hindi, followed by the English version. Broadcast of the address in Hindi and English on Doordarshan will be followed by broadcast in regional languages by regional channels of Doordarshan. Akashvani will broadcast regional language versions at 9:30 p.m. on its respective regional networks. In Bihar, people from all walks of life are participating in Tiranga Yatras, bike rallies and other activities under the Har Ghar Tiranga campaign. Deputy Chief Minister Samrat Chaudhary led a Tiranga Padyatra in Patna organized by the BJP. India's football club Goa registered a 2-1 win over reigning champions Al Seeb Club of Oman in Goa yesterday, qualifying their place in the group stage of the Asian Football Champions League 2. This marks their return to continental football for the first time since 2021, when they became the first Indian club to feature in the AFC Champions League group stage. And that is the end of this news bulletin.